Good morning, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome to a new Zman. Nice to get back together once again. Baruch Hashem, finally face to face. So we've arrived at Parshas Tazria Metzora, which are primarily Parshas of Tumah and Tahara, which are not so relevant nowadays. So I'd like to pick up on one point which has some practical relevance today. And this is the Tumah of Tumas Keri, a man who experiences a seminal emission, an emission of Sheikh Masbera, where the Torah tells us that he becomes Tomei, he has to visit the mikveh. Now, obviously, the primary relevance of Tumah and Tara, a person is Tomei, so he can't go to the Beis HaMikdash, he can't eat Kodshim, he can't eat Truma, so on and so forth, mainly things that are not relevant nowadays. Now, the Gemara tells us in Bava Kamma, Asara Takonis Tikin Ezra. There are 10 Takonis which Ezra HaSofer, the builder of the Bayis Sheni, Ezra HaSofer, there are 10 Takonis that he instituted. Amongst them, some of Kriyas HaTorah, so on and so forth, a whole list, until finally the Gemara comes and says that Ezra instituted Tevila for a Baal Keri. Baal Keri has to go to the mikveh. He instituted Tevila for a Baal Keri. After the Gemara, what do you mean? Ezra instituted Tevila for a Baal Keri. It's a pasuk in this week's parasha. The Baal Keri is coming and he has to visit the mikveh in order to become Torah. What did Ezra institute? Says the Gemara, Do'i Raisa, who the Truma of the Kodshim? Midai Raisa, the Baal Keri only needs to visit the mikveh if he wishes to partake of Truma of Kodshim. Otherwise, he can remain Tomei if he so wishes. Not an obligation to become Torah. If he wishes to partake of Truma of Kodshim, he has to become Torah. Otherwise, he can remain Tomei. Also, who came along Ezra, and he instituted Tikein Afilu LeDivrei Torah. And Ezra instituted that a Baal Keri requires Tevila, even if he wishes to study Divrei Torah. Okay, so came along Ezra, he was Mechadish, a new idea. He instituted a rabbinical institution, a Takonah Drabbanon, that a Baal Keri cannot study Torah, and equally so, the Oisik and other Dvarim, Shevik Dusha, Tfila, Kriyas Shema, cannot do any of these sacred activities until he has immersed himself in a mikveh. And the Gemara in Brachos amplifies on this Takonah, and it explains that although all other Tumas can learn Torah, can daven, and the Tumah only precludes them from going in the Mikdash and eating Truma and Kodshim, it doesn't stop them being Oisik in Torah, being Oisik in Tefillah. Baal Keri is an exception to the rule. Since Baal Keri is related to a certain Kalus Hadas, it comes from a person's attention to his physical tithes. Since that is what Baal Keri stems from, Chazal instituted that it isn't proper that somebody who's gone through such an experience should right away go and be Oisik in Torah, and he should first purify himself in a mikveh. And that's why Baal Keri is different than all other Tumas. All other Tumas are simply something that happens. This is generally related to a person's Oisik in his tithe, and therefore Chazal instituted that it's not appropriate for Divrei Torah to be said.
Baal Keri only can be seen
again?
Baal Keri only can be related to your wrong soul, so it is not okay from the dance.
It could happen without in truth. Now Chazal didn't make a chinuch. Chazal made a general. But generally that's what it's related to. It's not impossible it can happen without.
So it's sort of knas. Okay.
Yeah, it's more than just a knas. It's to purify him for coming to Divrei Torah. Yeah. No, nothing like that. Then the Gemara proceeds in the Gemara in Brachos, and it brings that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira disagreed with this entire Takonah. Came along Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and he says, "Ain divrei Torah mekablin tumah. Divrei Torah, but no problem with Tumah. Even if a person's Tomei, even if he's a Baal Keri, he can go right ahead and study Torah, and he does not need Tevila in a mikvah. Unlike the institution of Ezra, comes from Rabbi Yehuda ben Esteira, who was much later than Ezra, and says, no, you don't need to go to the mikvah. And the Gemara even brings a story that happened. Rabbi Yehuda ben Esteira had a Talmud who came to his, who was there in the Beit Medrash. Rabbi Yehuda ben Esteira asked him something in Divrei Torah, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Esteira understood that he doesn't want to answer. He saw that he's sort of stumbling, he's mumbling some sort of answer, he doesn't want to answer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Esteira sort of understood with his sensitivity that the reason the Talmud didn't want to answer properly was because he was a Baal Keri. And you know, he didn't want to say it, it was a bit embarrassing. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Esteira said to him, don't worry, I hold that there's no problem. A Baal Keri doesn't require Tevila, and you can go ahead and be Oisik in Divrei Torah without Tevila whatsoever. Comes along Tosfos over there, and he says, what exactly is going on? Let's understand a little better. Well, Ezra made this institution. As we said, Ezra is the beginning of Bais Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda ben Esteira, who is much later, definitely hundreds of years later, how could he come? What happened? Rabbi Yehuda ben Esteira came and undid the Takona of Ezra. Normally we have a cloud that a later Beis Din can't undo the Takona of an earlier Beis Din. So what's going on over here? So Tosfos offers two approaches. And Tosfos says that either Rabbi Yehuda ben Esteira just disagrees with the whole thing, and he says there's some mistake over here. Ezra never made any such Takona. Okay. Sound a bit wild. Also says the second parrot that Rabbi Yehuda ben Esteira holds that this institution of Ezra was made in the beginning with a condition. Ezra didn't institute it as an absolute obligation for all time. Ezra instituted that if Chachamim in coming Doros will find it necessary to nullify the institution, they may do so. He made it originally with such a condition, and then the later Chachamim can nullify it if they wish to do so. And
just as society right now, from this come very, very huge.
Yeah.
Not about this specific case.
Yeah.
We leave this cloud.
Yeah.
That it's not changeable.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
As soon as you said that could be an issue.
Right, so, yes, as I said, it's something to bear in mind.
Right now, everybody, and yes. I'm not saying it perfectly, yes. I'm talking about honesty, said, no, right now we change, because I have reason, it also was a tremendous
way. Yeah, okay, so obviously, for halakhic purposes, we'd have to have some proof or some indication in the Gemara or something, because there was a condition. But if there was a condition, then it could change. It's definitely a very big, I'm not going to go more into this topic now, but it's definitely a very important Maramaka, which opens our eyes.
There's no condition, there is some indication that there could be conditions.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a very, very important Maramaka. Okay, let's come back to the main topic. Because having said all this, so we have the original Takana Ezra, and we have the words of Rabbi Yehuda ben Esteira that this Takana is no longer applicable. Now, how do we rule Halacha L'Maisa? The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Hilchos Kriyas Shema that the Ikar Hadin is that a Baal Keri does not require Tevila, so a Baal Keri may go ahead and daven and say Kriyas Shema and learn even without visiting a mikveh. That is the Ikar Adin, because we paskin like this psak of Rabbi Yehuda ben Esteira. That's the bottom line practical halacha, and therefore may Ikar Adin, a Baal Keri does not require Tevila. Yes, important. Nevertheless, comes along the Mishnah Berurah and he says that most certainly somebody who wishes to be machmir and take upon himself to behave in accordance with the Takona of Ezra and to visit the mikveh after every time that he becomes a Baal Keri, certainly Toboy Olov Bracha, says the Mishnah. It is commendable, it's worthy of blessing, but it is not obligatory. And says the Mishnah Berurah, we have to bear in mind, obviously, since it's not obligatory, a person should take care that he should not miss the Zman Kriyas Shema or the Zman Tefillah for the sake of fulfilling Takana Zeh. A person will wake up in the morning, want to visit the mikveh before going to Tefillah. A person should make sure that he's not missing any of his basic obligations because he wants to fulfill Takana Ezra, which is simply a Chumrah. It's included in this Takana, yeah. Yes, not simply when a person experiences Chifazara without Tashmish, it includes Tashmish as well. So yeah, there's people who make a point of visiting a mikveh after every time. But certainly, says the Mishnah Berurah,
young people will start to look for
all the
Yeah, well,
that's why.
They will not
eat Nikol for me. Well, that's why. Why do you think Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira nullified the original Takonot? Because either, one of two problems. Either Bittul Torah. No, I'm actually picked out these two things. Either Bittul Torah or Bittul of Piriya Baribya. So, either way, it's not good. So, Mela, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira nullified this institution. But again, somebody wishes to be machmir, they do so. Now, let's take it a little further, and we're going to look at three points in which this tevilah of Ezra, and somebody who wishes to take upon himself this chumrah and behave in this fashion, is different from other tevilahs. Different from a tevilah which is required for a tevilah d'oraisa, let's say a nidah goes to the mikveh, or the tevilahs that were required in the times of the Beis HaMikdash to visit the Beis HaMikdash to eat kachin. This tevilah has certain leniencies, since it's only a takana of Ezra, it's not an absolute requirement. Tevilah has certain leniencies. Two of them are mentioned in the Gemara, and the third one, which is not mentioned in the Gemara, which is discussed by the Poskim. So two mentioned in the Gemara, says the Gemara, firstly, somebody who has difficulty visiting a mikveh for some reason or other, either there isn't one available, or for health reasons it's difficult for him to visit the mikveh, he has another option. In addition to visiting the mikveh, says the Gemara, he may pour upon himself a certain amount of water, it's called tisha kabin, 9 kav of water. Somebody pours over him 9 kav of water, and that is also a certain level of tara, and that is sufficient for takonas Ezra. It's no good for anything else. If he'd wish to enter the Beis HaMikdash, or he'd wish to eat shumah or kachim or whatever, it's not a tefillah at all. But for these purposes, any water. Yes, we're coming to practical nowadays. Obviously, in those times they didn't have this. Somebody had to pour it on them. But nowadays, a person could stand under a shower. He could make a little cheshbon with a little mathematics to work out how much water comes out of his shower, how quickly, how long he'll have to stand under that shower for, in order to pour upon himself. I don't think it's so long. And he would be yotzei this idea. Secondly, says the Gemara, also he may immerse himself, not in a, as well as in a regular mikveh, he may also immerse himself in a mikveh which contains what we call mayim sheuvim, drawn water, i.e. water that's been contained once upon a time in a keli, which normally is possible for tevilah, but for tevilah's Ezra, mayim sheuvim is good enough. So those are the two points mentioned by the Gemara. A, he can pour upon himself 9 cup of water. B, he can immerse in mayim sheuvim. And finally, says the Bi'ur Halacha, this is not mentioned in the Gemara, but the Poskim discussed this, says the Bi'ur Halacha, a final leniency in the tevilah of Ezra, which is actually very, very practically relevant. What about the dinim of chatzitza? We know that when a person visits the mikveh, certainly when a nidah visits the mikveh, she has to be very particular about all types of chatzitza, and she spends a lot of time preparing herself and ensuring that there is no chatzitza. Says the Bi'ur Halacha that when we come to the tevilah of a baal keri in order to fulfill takonas Ezra, we do not need to be particular about chatzitza. Only if a person would have, and unlikely a person would have, a chatzitza that covers the majority of his goods. If a person would have such a chatzitza is an issue. But a chatzitza that doesn't cover the majority of the goof, which is certainly would never be more than a drabonon type of chatzitza, that type of chatzitza they were not particular about for takonas Ezra. So those are the three leniencies which there are. A, he may pour upon himself 9 cup. B, he may toil in mayim sheuvim. And finally, said to be Alofa, he did not be particular about chatzitza unless it's a chatzitza of roi gufay. Now,
the shower has to cover. I mean, that is not a
yes, that's actually both of them contained. I mean, the truth is, it really lies one in the other, because every case of pouring nine cups, even without a shower, even in their time, was also being nine shogim. How else would you do it? You'd have to have the water in the cave and pour it. Okay, now let's take a couple more minutes and then we'll conclude. Back to finish, there's a Gemara which raises a tremendous difficulty with these three leniencies. Here we are saying there's three leniencies in the tefillah of Ezra. Now, comes along with Gemara in Yevamos. And Gemara says something which seems quite surprising, but this is what the Gemara says. Hahu tahavu korile bar aramo. There was this gentleman who had converted, he was a ger. But people around were not accepting his gayness. They used to say, man, bar aramo, non-Jew you are, you know, Gentile. And Rashi explains that because there was some concern that although he might have gone through some of the stages of Galus, maybe he had accepted Ol Mitzvahs and he had done Brit Milah, but the final stage of visiting a mikveh, they said, no, well, I never did it, or there was maybe some problem with the mikveh, or whatever, he hadn't correctly visited the mikveh. And that's why they said, nay, his Galus is not good. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi comes to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi and he says, well, even if, let's say, at the beginning he never visited the mikveh at the very beginning when he wanted to become a ger, but me lo yitzhovah lekerioi. Do you think this gentleman has never visited the mikveh because of being a Baal Keri? He surely once visited the mikveh because of being a Baal Keri. So he's been to the mikveh. Okay, so this Gemara raises a lot of questions. One very big question which is raised, which is not our topic now, is surely the tefillah of a ger needs to be in front of the words elsewhere. His gerus needs to be done in front of three talmidei chachamim. Okay, so the Rishonim deal with that. Some say maybe it's just a chatchile, it's not ma'ake. Some say maybe the Gemara only needs, we really only need that for the other parts of the conversion and not for the actual tefillah. Okay. Discussion. We'll leave that on the side. It's not our topic now. But what's our topic is, what's the Gemara saying? He visited a mikveh because he was a Baal Keri. What do you mean?
No use.
Visiting a mikveh because he was a Baal Keri has got all types of leniencies. He could have maybe had chatzitzas. He could have maybe had. Could have maybe visited a mikveh of Mayim Shlomim, for all we know. So how is that any good? Tefillah of a ger certainly needs to be a proper tefillah with all the stringencies of real tefillah. Say now we're going anyway with the lenient shita, so you can go with the lenient. No, yeah, good idea. But the Maita of the Gemara is very clear that these leniencies were there even in the original Takana of Ezra. Or we could say something a little different, like Alder, what you're saying. But maybe the Gemara means not the tefillah for the tefillah of Ezra. Maybe the Gemara means that this gentleman, maybe the Gemara is talking about in earlier times when they still had taras, when they still had truma, when they still had mice, and it means that he did a real tefillah for other things, for truma, for kochim, things like that, which means true tefillah, and certainly for that, this tefillah with the leniencies is no good. That's one suggestion, but the poskim don't like that, because Pashtus, the Gemara, is talking in Bavel, ready many doras after there probably wasn't any more truma and kochim, so it's hard to accept that. Another answer with this will conclude. The Gemara suggests that, the Mekorshim suggests that, what does the Gemara mean Nichlal when it says, surely he immersed for the sake of his Tefillas Baal Keri? It's a little bit strange. Well, did he or didn't? Do you not have to know? So actually, the Rishonim say yes, the Lashon HaGemara is loved up. It doesn't just mean surely he did. We are aware that he did. What we're already saying, we were actually aware of his actions. We're not just presuming. We know that he did. We know that he visited the mikveh. So you can equally well add in a few more things and say, okay, it doesn't mean that he visited the mikveh with the leniencies of Baal Keri. It could be that we know that he visited a mikveh kosher and did a tefillah kshera, and the primary chiddush of the Gemara is simply to teach us that even though he maybe did that tefillah for another purpose, he did it for the sake of purifying himself from his keri, but even though he had no intent for gerus, but he was in it, and that itself is good enough. But for sure, we would need to know that his tefillah was a tefillah which was done with all the accompanying stringencies, and not a tefillah that was done with the leniencies of Baal Keri, because that certainly would not be good enough for Gavus. Okay, we're going to stop here, everybody. I wish you